All right, people, it is time once again for your weekly, not weekly, place-by-place fishing report, in which we will not be doing the full place-by-place fishing report because we just don't have enough reports for it right now. But it is a fishing report. No, it hasn't been weekly, but be happy you're getting it at all, okay? Look, yeah. It's free. Settle down.
Okay.
I, of course, am Captain Josh Olive, and, of course, sitting next to me in here to actually give the report, we have Robert Lukowitz here, the manager at Fish and Frank's. When you hear words being spoken for the fishing reports, that will probably be Robert. When you hear typing happening, that's probably me. So, you decide to be quiet for a minute?
No, I was getting ready to sneeze.
Oh, okay.
I was doing everything I could to try to not.
Gotcha. Wasn't quite clear what you were doing over there.
Nope.
You're a strange man, Bob.
We all are. We're all broken in our own little ways.
Some of us in pretty big ways.
Some, yes.
So, what we've done for you this week is we've decided to cut the area up into four big chunks. The first one is going to be the river mouths, canals, and upper harbor north of Marker 1. That's roughly off Ponce de Leon Park.
Yeah.
So
Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda, kind of encompassing.
Yeah, that general area.
Yeah.
So, what have we got going on up there?
Well, in Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte canals, because there isn't anything going on upriver at all. They've been getting some snook, a few juvenile tarpon, but seeing more than catching. The sand bream has still been cooperating over on the Port Charlotte side for sure. And then the big jacks have been around, especially over in Punta Gorda. You know, Punta Gorda Isle has been hearing of some nice jacks from that 10 to 15 pound range.
That's nice. What are they eating?
A lot of guys are catching them on topwaters, even right there off of the Ponce docks there. They've been getting some big ones coming through. And it seems like they kind of show up sometimes this time of year to chase those mullet. You know, that's the only thing that makes sense to me. The other thing that's going on, they are catching a few black drum, but not very many, but they are seeing some. So that's a good thing.
Is that on both sides of the river?
Mostly in the Punta Gorda side. But even the Port Charlotte side has been seeing a few here and there. I think the big thing is all that fresh water really pushed a lot of them out of the canal systems. And now they're just starting to slowly trickle their way back in. Because I'm starting to be able to see. I've got at least 15 inches of visibility off my dock, maybe even 2 feet. So every day it's getting just a little bit better in the canal systems. Still getting a lot of those funky odors from the decomposing leaf material and stuff in the canal, so it varies from every couple days. It'll smell great, fine out back, and then the next day it literally smells like the bottom of the harbor.
Well, and that's true even if you don't live on the canals.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of funky aromas all over the place.
And the other thing that people are getting confused with, too, with some of those aromas, some of it's the actual just the debris piles that are in people's yards. I mean, those kitchen cabinets are all made out of press board and glue. You got molds and mildews on all the drywall and stuff like that. With all these rains saturating, you're starting to get some of those aromas building around. And depending on the direction of the wind, you're getting some of that, too. And people are confusing that with bad water.
Right.
So, is what it is.
Now, what about outside of the canals and getting into the upper harbor itself? Anything going on there?
Not above Marker 1, no.
Nothing from the piers or?
Incidental here and there. I mean, they're catching a few snook right there at the north end of the 41 bridge by the across the street from Sunseekers. They've gotten a couple trout over there, too. But, like, Bayshore, Port Charlotte Beach, Gilcrest, all those have been super quiet. You know, it is what it is right now. It will get better, but for right now, not so much better. Just gotta be patient with it.
Alrighty. Shall we move on?
Even under normal situations, this end of the harbor usually doesn't start to get better until December.
Right. And this is definitely not normal situation.
Right. So, anyone who's like, oh, it should be better. No, normally it wouldn't be better. It's just going to be funky.
I mean, to be fair, we can always hope for better. We can always wish for better.
We always hope and wish for better. But, I mean, some of these guys, I had one guy, I always catch fish there. No, you don't. You know, there's times where it's not good. And gets better in the wintertime.
Yeah.
It just takes it to get there.
It's definitely not winter yet. We're supposed to have a cold front moving through tomorrow. Ooh. It's going to take us all the way down to about 82 degrees.
Wow, hey. So, that's a cold front.
That's chilly.
It's like one little tiny piece of ice into a hot cup of coffee.
Break out the parka.
Yeah.
All right, moving southward. Charlotte Harbor from Marker 1 south to Pine Island Sound and east of Cape Hayes.
Okay. Well, prior to this tropical storm that just went through to the north of us, but made a lot of wind and some decent amount of rain. Been tarping out there in the middle of the harbor from the upper 20-foot hole all the way down to basically Cape Hayes. Just got to get out there and watch your side scan and your bottom machine, and you'll see them. The cool part is that there has been black drum underneath them. So you're seeing the tarpon up in the top to middle part of the water column, and then you're seeing a big nut of fish on the very bottom. Those are black drum.
And now, do you expect those fish are back?
I think they're the ones that left the canals. That's the only thing that makes sense to me, because they don't school up this time of year. Usually that's a spring thing when they school up out there.
For the black drum.
Yeah. You know, and as far as the tarpon goes, it's just the water's warm. There's enough food around for them. I mean, there's blocks of ladyfish out there. There's a lot of fry on the surface, so they're kind of feeding on a variety of things. One guy got one on a catfish the other day when he was reeling up the catfish. Tarpon came up and ate it. So, you know, they're out there feeding on a lot of different stuff. So as long as the food's here and the temperature's right, they'll stick around.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, whether they're actively feeding as well or not is the big question.
Right.
But usually in the fall, those fish are here to eat. They're not here to do anything else. They're not interrupted by spawning. They're not being chased around by sharks. They're not being chased around by nearly as many fishermen. So they pretty much do the thing that they're here to do. They eat.
Exactly. You know, so it's there's enough of them out there where it's a very realistic, targetable fish right now.
Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't heard anything since the storm rolled through, but nothing really changed since the storm went through other than wind.
Right. And the wind was temporary, and the wind is gone.
Yeah. So, next couple days should have some better reports. Matter of fact, Pegleg was going to go out there this morning and look for him, so he was supposed to call me or text me today once he gets off the water with his customers to let me know what's going on.
And this is why we always tell folks, if you want to get the most up-to-date reports, call the shop, 941-625-3888. Put that number in your phone if you're interested in having the most up-to-date reports, because even if we do these once a week, I mean, by the time you get to the end of it, it's still a week-old report.
When we go to leave out of here, after we get done with this and walk out front, somebody might give us something that's a really good nugget of information. So, just never know when it's going to happen.
For sure. Anything else going on in the middle of the harbor area?
Not too much in the middle of the harbor.
West wall, east wall?
The east wall has got some ladyfish, a lot of snook, and redfish up around the bushes and the islands. Most of those have been smaller. You know, the snook are all like that 12 to 24 inch range, while the redfish seem to be in that 15 to 24 inch range. Not hearing a much bigger redfish, but I'm hearing of a lot of fish that just make inside the slot. So if you're looking for a redfish dinner, there are numbers out there that are worth going out and giving it a shot. There has been a couple of bonnet heads, a couple of little black tips, and a few Spanish mackerel mixed in with those ladyfish schools that are on the outside of the bar. And then I did hear of a couple pompano, actually, now I'm thinking about it, the other day down there just south of Pirate Harbor. The one he didn't land, the second one he did land. So, there's a little bit of a mixed gamut of stuff out there, but I haven't heard anything on the west wall at all.
Seems like everybody's avoiding it.
They are, and I'm not sure. They're either wrecking it over there and keeping it very, very, very tight-lipped, or they're just scared to death of it for some reason. And I don't really understand that, because I would like to get over there and check all of that area out and see what it looks like just in general.
That does seem a little bit strange.
It does.
What's our bait situation out there? Have we heard much?
There is some white bait out there. You're having to work for it, but it's enough out there worthwhile. Just got to be careful with where you're going, because there is still some of that decomposition going on out there where you're running into hypoxic areas. So if you're moving out into a little bit shallower area, watch your bait close because it might die on you. Hmm. You know, that would be my main suggestion, especially if you got to work pretty, you got to work pretty hard at it to get it anyway. Don't blow it by getting complacent or being like those guys up north of us.
Right. Which we talked about on the Radio Waterline show this morning. Folks who are out there just slaughtering bait because they're running through red tide patches, and then instead of fixing the problem, just going and catching more bait and doing it again and again and again.
Yeah, a couple of guys are going out 4 and 5 times during their charters to get white bait just to kill it all.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Not the best of all possible plans.
No. No, it's not.
All right, anything else to report from the middle section here?
Nope.
All right, well then let's slide our way on down into Gasparilla Sound, the Intracoastal, the Passes, and the Beaches.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's go into, like, Bull and Turtle Bay. That's been one of the more favorite spots where people have been fishing pretty regularly. Snook, redfish, trout, ladyfish, even a few mangrove snapper and a few sheep's head. So it's kind of a good mixed gamut of stuff down there and doing fairly well. Once you get past Bull and Turtle, though, and get right into the edge of that intercoastal, there is a lot of dead fish floating around from that storm, pushed a lot of those fish in. Because a couple guys have been out in the last 2 days that have seen the dead fish but are not feeling the red tide effects. So they're just assuming that most of them just blew in with the red tide that's been patchy out along the beaches. The main thing you got to do is just, if you start to feel it, a tickle in your throat or a little watering to your eyes or nose, move. Because there's just little patches. And, you know, you just got to move. It's not like it's one big solid wall. And since you can't really physically see it, you just got to rely on your body to tell you that it's there. And move on, because they are still catching fish down there. Because if fish don't want to die, they're going to run from it too, but they still got to eat. So it's just, if you get out of that red tide area, you should do fair.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you should be able to escape it pretty readily because it's been very patchy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely the main reports I'm getting, is how patchy it is. There might be some bigger patches off the beaches, but everything right up close to the beaches and the few inside the passes, real small patches.
Okay. What about fishing the beaches themselves? Anybody doing anything out there in the surf?
I haven't gotten a report, honestly, this week at all. You know, several guys were going to go out yesterday afternoon, never heard back from them. It'd be worth taking a drive out there, but literally just be prepared to hit this spot, and if you get that tickle, get back in the car and move down a little bit further to the next section of beach. Or get a lot of exercise and walk.
Right.
Depending on what you want to do.
Anything else going on down here? Do we have any cobia or anything reported? Anything more in the open water areas?
No, just a few Spanish mackerel.
Okay.
That's pretty much the main thing in the open water. It's just... I don't know. Cobia are going to be one of those weird ones. They always seem to surprise me when they show up and when they're not here and all that good stuff, especially with the banner, year and a half of awesome cobia fishing we had in general.
Right. And that's a fish that, you know, the reports of it are so scattered that you're surprised both ways.
Yeah.
If they're here, you're surprised. If they're not here, you're surprised.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's just, nothing is ever expected with a cobia.
No, not at all.
Have we seen any tarpon down here as well, or have they stayed more in the middle of the harbor?
There was some in the pass a week ago, but that was literally last week, so I have no idea if they're still in there or not. It's worth checking if you're going through the area. Absolutely. Would I be running all the way down there just to try to target them? No. There's too many fish up here to... You're leaving fish to go try to find fish.
All right, so what I wrote is a few tarpon have wandered through Boca Grande Pass, but don't expect them.
There you go.
Huh?
That works.
That's a good way to put it, isn't it?
That's a real good way to put it.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you got to read the report in addition to listening to it.
Yeah.
Okay, the offshore report. What do we got?
I've got not much. I mean, a couple guys have been out. Spanish mackerel have been out there. We've heard that there's some kings up there off of Venice and off of Sarasota. So they should be here, too, because the water temperatures are virtually identical from here to St. Pete.
And there's food for them, because we know we have some Spanish.
Yeah, absolutely. So it'd be worth checking that out. As far as the bottom fishing goes, I have not had really any decent report on bottom fishing at all. You know, the only report I've got to say about the offshore bottom fishing is, you know, you're the one that told me about it the other day, was they're making an emergency closure on Lane Snapper out there on the November 15th. So what's that, 3 days away?
Yep.
So on November 15th, they will be closed until the first of the year. So if you're looking for grocery shopping, which those are one of the most realistic fish to go out there and catch fairly regularly, better do it now.
Right. And to make clear, right now that closure only affects federal waters. It's possible the state might match it. It's possible they might not. They didn't last year. So we'll see what that means. But what it means right now is that 9 nautical miles is your line. If you catch those fish in state waters, you cannot carry them into federal waters. But if you catch them in state waters and keep them in state waters, you'd be good to go.
Right. Chance of catching them in state waters pretty slim, though, here.
Yeah, I know. But I mentioned it because I know we have people who listen to us all up and down the coast, you know?
True. True point.
All right. Anything else that we need to discuss for this report, sir?
No, sir. I think that's about it.
Alrighty, then I guess we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up. Thanks for listening to us. We'll be back soon with another report whenever we have anything worth reporting, right?
Yes.
All right. Say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.